Okay, good morning. Yoredeya, Shechita, Yod Gimel, Si'if, Dalet. Okay, we're in the middle of learning about the Ben Pekua. So let's start. Dalet. Ben Tet Chai, Shenimtza B'me'e Shechuta Kshira. Okay, so someone, you shecht an animal, a shecht a cow, and inside you find there's a baby, calf, it's a fetus. Now, if it's in its ninth month, so then we assume it's going to live, everything's going to be good. V'gadel, uba'al behema da'alma. So now we learned already that this animal, this ubar, that you find inside, it's in its ninth month. It's a ben tet, and now, so the halacha we learned is you don't have to shecht it midaraisa, but midarabanan you have to shecht it. If it touches, if it walks on the ground, or if it's put its feet on the ground or not. Okay. Now, what if it mates with a regular cow who was not a ben pekua? Veholid oto havlad, and now they make a child, another calf. Eilo takana, this calf has no way to rectify it. There's no way you can eat it. Ein lo takana b'shchita v'imba al bat pekua. Now, so that's if it becomes a bat. That's if it goes with a. It's basically if you have. It doesn't matter if it's male or female. If it's a ben pekua or a bat pekua, and it goes with another animal that's not a ben pekua or a bat pekua, so then what happens is, because it's you have this animal, one of the parents was already considered shechted, the other animal was not considered shechted, so now you have this issue of it's sort of half shechted. Some of the poskim explain Rashi. I think it's Rashi. It's as if one we look at it as if one of the two simanim was shechted and the other siman was not shechted. That's how we look at it. And or it helps us to understand. And so therefore, Ein lecha shia yoter gedola miza. You're not allowed to do shia, we're going to learn again later, take a break in between shechting the two simanim, and once you start the shechita, you have to finish. And so here, you're not going to have any greater break between the mother and then, in the, you know, whatever, months, years later, with the baby calf, with the other siman, the other half. Okay. Okay, so let's keep reading. The imba. You have to shecht both of them at the same time, otherwise you're going to have a shia issue.
Why don't you say that both simanim are?
It's also a problem. But anyways, but the way we look at it, it is what that's the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. But that's if you want to. That's one way of understanding. Okay. V'im ba'al bat pekua, kayotze bo. Now, what if you have one ben pekua with a bat pekua, right? You take two cows, you find them, and they're both ready to have, in their ninth month, they're pregnant, and you shecht them both, and you're able to pull out a male and female from two different cows, a ben and a bat pekua at the same time. Doesn't have to be exact at the same time, but whatever. Kayotzebo, any similar situation. Hare, now you mate them together. Hare b'no, uben b'no, atzof kol adorot kamo. So therefore, if you have two ben pekuas together, so then all their future offspring, you make a farm, all future offspring forever are all going to be 100% kosher. Midaraisa, you don't have to worry about shechita and trefas, but midarabanan v'kulam tzrichim shechita midivrayim. If they touch the ground, so then all the calves from these offspring, they're going to need to have shechita midarabanan v'ein hatrefos posel behem. And their trefos, we learn, depends which ones. You don't have to do bedika sereya and certain things like that. You don't have to worry about the non so obvious trefos for either one of them, and that's okay. Okay, should we stop here? Yeah, so I just want to mention real quick that there has been discussed in the past the idea of possibly making a ben pekua farms, Right? I basically just said the situation. So can this be done? So technically, of course, it can be done. And that's halacha. In Shevet Alevi, in Chelechet, he writes, go find Chet, that it's the Ratzon Hashem that we should do Shechita. It's halacha says Shechita, halacha says Trefos, and we should want to be Mekayim, and Shelo Tishkach Mi Yisrael, and just, we're not trying to avoid mitzvos. So he is certainly anti, because you're going to be losing out the halachos of shechita deraisa. You're doing derabanan, but you're losing out the real shechita. You're missing out of the mitzvah of being lahavdil bein atamei letahor and bein achaya haneachelis from an animal sher lo tochal, and it's all together mitzvah to fulfill these mitzvos. So to do this bekvius, that would not be Ratzon Hashem. And we want to continue with our Mesorah from generation to generation of how we do things. So that's one issue. The Menachas Asher, I saw he also writes, it's a problem because, again, this may be avoidable or not, but this is one of the things he wrote down to be not in favor, is because, as we just learned, let's say you have this wonderful farm and you're growing, I don't know, tens, hundreds, thousands of these cows, and then you get one cow that somehow gets in there that's not halachically a ben pekua, however that may happen. Someone brings it there, on purpose, not on purpose, it wanders in the same where they're breeding. Things happen. Whatever the case might be, if one gets mixed in, then afilu be'elef labatil, the whole thing, because they're baal chayim, and there's no way to do bittul, and therefore, all of the animals are completely treif, because we learned that if one of them may be mixed in, and you have a mixed spring offspring, you have no takana. So therefore, it'll ruin the entire farm. So there was such a farm attempted to be created in Melbourne, Australia, but some were obviously in favor, a minority, but they tried to make it work. But then at the end, because of too many rabbanim or ashkachas were not going to be accepted, never panned out. In Israel, they also tried to start it once, but Rav Bakshi Daron was the chief rabbi at the time. And he also was not in favor, and so therefore it never took off. We'll see in the future if things change.
Is there a difference if the female, the bas pekua, father is
No difference. If either one of them is a ben or bat pekua, it makes no difference. Same halacha. Okay, hey. Hashochet et habehima, umatza ba demut of. Let's say you shecht an animal, a cow, and you go inside and you see that there's a fetus in there. And it looks like a bird. It doesn't look like what an animal, a cow or a bovine fetus looks like. Alfa pi shehu of tahor, even if it would be considered looks like a kosher of, hareza aser ba'achila. It's aser ba'achila. Lo hutar min hanimtza bebehema ela ma sheyesh bo parsa. So there's a halacha from Chazal, it's the Gemara and Chulin, from Drashash, from the Psukim. It says, kol mafreset parsa bebehema ota tochelu. If it's in the animal and you're going to eat it, it must be mafreset parsa. It must have a parsa. So the simple reading, this is the Shitas Rambam, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. It's all dependent upon if it has a hoof or not. Now, it doesn't have to be, even if it's not split, it's still fine. Because we're talking about the case is, you have a kosher cow, you shechted the kosher correctly, and Shechitas Imo, if you shecht the mother, the ubar inside is also called shechted. So that's not a problem, as long as the fetus looks like a calf. And in order to look like a calf, it all depends, for this halacha, it all depends if it has a hoof or not a hoof. That's the pasuk kol mafreset parsa. Now, it could be a little bit of a deformed hoof. It doesn't have to be split, but it needs to be a hoof. Okay, it's a mafresh in the Gemara. It doesn't have to be split, but it needs to be a parsa. It needs to be a hoof. And therefore, if you would have, theoretically, something that looks like a bird, but it does have a parsa, a hoof, it would be kosher. Okay? We're talking about a fetus. It's going to look weird no matter how you slice it, but that's the... okay? Let's keep reading. Now, V'yesh Omrim, which is the opinion of the Rama based on Tosfos Rosh and I think the majority of the Rishonim. V'yesh Omrim, the afilu parsotav kilutot, rak shehe domele behema shebemina min shiyesh lo parsa. Okay, according to the Rama, all that matters is that it needs to look, the parsa is just like an example, just or an example, a guzma, not a guzma, but it just is an example. It's not the defining factor. According to the Rama, the defining factor is that the fetus must look like a kosher animal. It must look like a cow. Then it's fine. Then it's kosher. And it doesn't matter even if it has a hoof or doesn't have a hoof. It could be missing the hoof and it's still kosher. But it just has to look like a min that's kosher that normally has a parsa. And therefore, if you were to have, again, rare cases, if you were to have a chicken and if it looks like a chicken, then it doesn't matter if it has a hoof or not. That's the theoretical nafka mina. Okay, let's go on. Vav. Hashochet de behema. One checks an animal. Umatzaba bria. And you open up the fetus and after you shechted the mother and you see you have a fetus. Sheyesh la shnei gavin u'shnei shidraot asa. So according to the Gemara, there's a drasha from Hashasua. So even again, this is another case where even though you shechted the mother, and we're talking about an ubar, a fetus inside, it's going to be aser if it has two backs or two spines. And that's basically Xeris Akatsuv, and that's... Okay. So basically it's Xeris Akatsuv. The Shach, it does give a reason, because it cannot live like that even one day once it's born. But... we're not always so worried about trefa, so it's...
In general, though, if you find a trefa inside the mother that's shuntik shera...
then it's kosher. So normally trefa's right. We learned you don't worry about trefa. That's one of the reasons why it's a ben pekua farm could be very helpful. Some argue, how helpful is it? Because you still have all the darabanans, and... usually you have who to sell to, the non-kosher ones, the ones that come out treif. So it really depends on the metzias. It's an economical thing. Okay. Fine. So let's go to Siman Yudalet. Ubar shebemei behema. So now we're talking about, this Siman is about fetuses. Hamakshelilid. So now the cow is in labor. Vahotzia ubar et rosho. And the ubar, the fetus, his head sticks out. Afal pi shehich zero, hareyuki yalud. Even though, once the head comes out, even if it goes back inside the mother, it's as if it's born. Ve'eno nitar b'shechitat emo. So now it's too late, you can't just shech the mother, you're going to have to now shech the baby too, the calf. Lefichach, imhu, and his own life depends on himself. So number one, they need shechita, and then listen. Ulefichach im hu ben chet chai omet o ben tet met aser. So now, if it's a ben chai, if it's a calf in its eighth month, whether alive or dead, there's no way you can't eat it because you can't do shechita or assume it's going to die. I guess if you wait 8 days, it could be a mutter. Oh, but and if it's a ben tet that's dead, then it's too late. The mother's shechita doesn't help, and he is dead. He can't do shechita anymore. It's already an avela. So then it's aser. The im hu ben, which is normally the case, even if you give birth, you wait 8 days, you're fine. V'im hu ben tet, chai ben nitar b'shchitat atzmo. So you just wait you make sure it's a bentet, or you wait 8 days, and then you have to shach the animal midoraisa. But hotzi ador yachzira. Agav pirush kodem shechita. Right, of course, it's before the shechita. The mother is still giving. If the mother cow, if she's in labor and you shecht it while it's in labor, of course the ubar inside is good. But what happens if she's in labor and she has to be in labor? That's what wouldn't happen in a normal situation. So she's in labor and a hand comes out. Mashi yatzah me'aver l'chutz aser. Whatever aver comes out is aser without doing shechita. Aval, well, it's going to be aser. Because it's too late. It already came into the world. Basically, anything that's still inside the mother, I guess maybe a market, put a little red marker if you're there watching it. So then, whatever comes out is aser to eat. Whatever goes back inside, whatever stayed inside the whole time, then that's going to be mutter when you shech the mother. Umakom chetach, mutter, and mutter lo yichzira, and the that's the right. So that's the point, the borderline, what's in and out. So we say that's mutter. Okay, the part that's exactly on the border that we say is mutter. Lo yichzira kodem shechita gam makom achituch aser. So that threshold, that borderline, that right, it's not a real cut. It's like in your mind where it came out at that point. So if it goes, is that point itself mutter aser? It depends. If it goes back inside, then it's mutter. If it goes back inside before it shechted, if it shechted and it's still sticking out, so that threshold, that borderline, that is aser. Avamasha bifnim mutter. But whatever is inside, it's fine, afilu hu miuto, even if it's a mute. What does that mean, even if it's a mute? Let's say it sticks out a hand. So we said the hand's going to be aser, but the whole body that's inside is mutter. What happens if most of the hand is outside, and you have a little bit of the inside, most of the hand goes outside, and a little bit of the hand stays inside. So that little bit that's inside, even though we don't say it's nigrar, it follows the majority of the hand, then that little bit of the hand that's inside is kosher. Haga. That's how we said this already. This is when you do the shechita on the mother. Aval im yalda oto behema acharkach. But if during labor parts of the body come out and then all goes back inside, and then the whole animal is born while before the mother is shechted, so then gama ever shiatza v'gziru shari d'shchitat atzma matir akol. So then you just shecht the animal and the whole animal is kosher. Okay. Gimel. Im yatza rova ubar. Now what happens if most of the ubar comes out? So we had the case of the rosh and now we have the case of the majority. Hareyu ki yalud. It's as if the whole, once you have most of the body, it's as even not the head, then it's as if the whole animal came out and it can't be shechted, can't be eaten based on the shechting of the mother. V'im yatza chetzio berov evar, o shiatza rubo b'miut evar harehu ki yalod. So then, what happens if... So this case, should have written it out. Most of it, half of it comes out, but you have most of the hand, let's say, one of the avarim. Let's say exactly half the animal came out, and among the half that came out, you have a hand, but not the whole hand, most of the hand. Since most of the hand comes out, and the animal as a whole is half-half, now you add that little bit of the hand to put it over the edge, and now the whole thing is aser. That little bit of the hand follows that the rest of the hand to pull it over the edge. That's if it was half half. Oshiatza ruba mimiot. And then certainly once most of it comes out, then for sure it's as if it's born. We don't say, well, in other words, sometimes you only have rove with a little piece of the hand. So then that little piece of the hand is not going to save the whole animal to bring it back inside. The most of the animal already came out, so for sure, that's like a kol shekin. Dalet. Hotzi ever echad v'chziro. Now one limb goes out and then it goes back inside. V'chazer. V'hotzi ever acher. And then another limb, v'chziro, goes back inside. One at a time, one limb at a time, achihishlim l'rov hamiut shelo yatza, achihishlim l'rov. Now you have most of the animal. So hamiut shelo yatza muta. So when you shecht it, the mute, that little bit that still didn't come out, because each one came at a separate time, so then alachas it's mutter, that mute. V'im chatach ko ever ve'ever b'sha'a shehotzi oto, gam ha'mute shenishar b'fnim aser. But if every time one of the pieces of the ever got cut, you cut it off, and now you have, at the end of the day, you have a mute that's left when the mother shechted, so then everything on the inside is also asa. That's as far as I know, it's a limud from the Gemara.
So Gimon was talking about that he had rove at one time.
Rove at one time, exactly. Every case kind of like builds a little bit onto the next. Now, hey, or a little variations. Ubar shahotzi ever, v'ne'esar ha'ever, v'achar kach nishkata. So if you had an ubar, and one of the evarim come out and becomes aser, right? V'nesar ha'ever, v'acharkach nishchata ha'em, and then the mother gets shechted, v'hotziyu ha'ubar, and now the whole ubar comes out. Harehi neki. So we already learned the halacha what to do with the ubar, with the fetus. V'harehi nekeva. Now the case is, you had a fetus that one of the limbs we decided is aser. The rest, one limb came out, and then, so that one limb is going to become aser. And the whole, even if the whole body is mutter. And we're talking about a woman, a female. Female cow that's going to grow up, and it's going to have milk. So what's the din by the milk now? So we learned that the animal, that one aver is going to be aser, and the rest is going to be mutter. But the milk that comes from the animal, hachalav shela asur lishtota. You can never drink from this animal's milk. Ho'el v'huba michlal ha'yavarim. V'zelecha treats the milk as if it comes from the entire animal. V'yeshba ever echad aser. And one of the limbs of this cow is aser. V'hareze kechelev trefa. And it has a din of a chelev trefa shenit chalav. Thank you. Kechalav trefa shenit arev b'chalav ksheran. It has a din of it being mixed together, and we say it's asa. I believe daraisa, but I'm not sure. And I think we're talking about, no, that's in the previous case. This whole siman, I don't have it 100% clear. You can look up each siman. Some of the cases are clear from the Gemara, and some of them are baya de lo ipshita in the Gemara, and the Gemara wasn't too sure. And so it's a din daraisa, so they become aser. In strange cases, these cases don't usually come up, but in strange cases, b'shatotcha, kafser muruba, sveik-sveika issues, tzarachia. Did we finish this, Steve? Let me just quickly do vav. Hamoshit yadu me'ea behema. You put your hand inside the womb, you cut off certain evarim, such as the spleen or kidneys. You leave them inside there. And then you shech the mother. Those animals are going to become kosher as far as trefos, but they're aser to eat of ever minachai. Even though they're still inside. You didn't take out anything, I think. Wait. The ubar. The ubar. Yeah. Yeah. So those parts are inside the body.
And this is from the ubar.
I think so.
That would be a tray.
Interesting. Okay, maybe we'll just continue tomorrow from Vav. Thank you.